Be'ezus Hashem, we're starting a new Masechta, one of the most important Masechtas in Shas, Masechta's Chulin. Chulin, being in Seder Kodshim, would sound almost like a title, or two titles that are opposite each other. Kodshim is Kodesh, Chulin is Chol. More properly titled, the Masechta would be called Shechitas Chulin, which is really the primary theme of the Masechta. And in that, what we could say is that part of what we call Kodshim is Shechitas Kodshim. It's the first Avoid in the Seder Kodshim. And it's really an Avoid that the Gemara is even willing to call in the beginning of Zvachim Shechita Lav Avoid. Because Shechita, the Rishonim say, Rashi does have a slightly different definition and how they've attached Shechita Lav Avoid. But the basic idea is that Shechita is done by Zorim. Even the Beis HaMikdosh, it really is a carryover from the way every single behemoth is hukshar to become bosa, to become oichel, to become meichel kosher. A behemoth is a behemoth, and it's also to eat, unless it undergoes the process of shechita, it's chalon in the heter achilo, and that is part of the process, the beginning of the process, before kodesh. And therefore it can be done by a Zohar, because it's Lav Avoida, it's an introduction to Hegdish. If you want to say it maybe even with a little bit of an inspiration, a little bit of a Zohirus, the Nekuda is, when we think of Kodesh, we think of things that are mitzvahs, things that are Dehoibin. When we think about a Mokim of Kodshim, the practice of Kodshim, we think about Beis HaMikdosh, Achilas Kodshim. But the truth of the matter is that the Ramban tells us in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim that the primary tzivu of Kedoshim Tiyu goes beyond mitzvahs. Kadesh atzmecho b'mutaloch. So Shechitas Chulin is not a steer to Kodshim. How does one take a shtik flesh, bosa from a behemoth, and turn that also into a form of Kodesh? So in Korbonos, what we have to do is we have to be machshir it in the realm of Kodesh. It has to go into Kodesh, it has to be done Bazar and so on. But really the Avoida of Shechitas Chulin is Shechitas Chulin, to turn it into somewhat of Kodesh. And Amitz Hashem will see through the Masechta that there's a certain amount of overlap between the Halachos of Shechitas Chulin and that which is then taken a step further, Legabi Kodesh. Let's take this a step further. Let's learn the Psukim in Parshas Re'eh, in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chof, Chof Aleph, that talk about Shechitas Chulin in the context of Shechitas Kodshim. The pasuk over there is a hemshich of talking about the Mokam HaMikdosh, HaMokam HaShivcha Hashem Lekechem Bele Shaken Shmoy Shom, which is the tzivui of making a Mizbech and a Mokam Mesuim, the Isabomo Isitzoan, which is really mamish the tamtzis of Mesech HaZvachim. And over there then the Torah says like this, Pasuk Chof in Perek Yud Beis. Ki yarchiv Hashem lekecho es gvulcho kashdi belach. When you go in Teretz Yisrael, v'amarta oich levoso, and a yid wants to eat meat, ki sa'ave nafshecho lecho boso, he wants to eat meat. Person wants to eat flesh. We're talking here clearly, the Torah calls it ki sa'ave nafshecho, it's not a carbon, it's not a tzivui, it's ki sa'ave nafshecho, b'chol avas nafshecho techo boso. One can eat meat, according to one man da'omar, which is mentioned later on in the Masechta, you tochen that in the midbar, when Yidden were before Kiyachiv Lashem Lekechas Gvulcha Kashedi Belok, they were only allowed to eat meat in the context of Kodshim, only as part of a carbon. Achilas Basa was reserved for Kodshim. This is our first affirmation of the crossover that Shechitas Chulin and Shechitas Kodshim are not two different things. The first step of Kodesh is Shechitas Chulin, even in the realm of Karbonis. So the Shechitas Chulin could be that in the Beis HaMikdosh was tighter, and there was no Shechitas Chulin proper, but it was all Shechitas Kodesh. But that's not really different than saying that when they then were Yarchiv Hashem Alkechus Gvulcha, the Torah says now you can eat Shechitas Chulin of Kodesh without it being Kodeshim. That's the idea. Ki yirchak mumcho amokim, when you're further away from the place, Ashivcha Hashem lekecha lasum shmoy shom, v'zavachta yolshecht mibkorcho mitzoyncho Hashem osan Hashem lecho, kashet zivisicho. Torah says something over here very important. You're going to shecht cattle, tzoyn. The Torah over here talks about behemois, even though the shechita by chayois also, the Torah over here is talking about behemois. The next pasuk introduces even chayis that have no shaykhis to kachim. There's never any. The next pasuk says, ach kash yochel satzvi v'esohayol. Kein teichalenu. There's never shechitas chayois in the context of kachim. Kachim in the world of Beis Hamikdash, Zvach, Menachas, and the other Mesechts in Kachim, there's Shchitas Behemois, there isn't even Shchitas Oifois. Shchitas Oifois is not mentioned over here in the Pasuk. In Beis Hamikdash, there's Malikas Oifois. Shchitas Oifois, we paskin, there's a discussion about it in the Gemara, we paskin Shchitas Oifois Menat Torah. There's a fundamental chilik between Shchitas Oifois and Shchitas Behemis. Shchitas Behemis that's mentioned over here, the basic idea of how to shecht is to cut the two simonim, which are the two pipes, the kona and the voishet. Cutting the two simonim, we're going to always refer to as the two simonim, kona and voishet. A behem and a chai need the chituch of the two simonim, or at least roiv of the two simonim. An oif, the Gemara says, only needs chatichas simin echod. That's the first fundamental. The Torah says over here in the pasuk that we just read that the dinim of shchita v'zavachta, which sounds like a mitzvah saseh, interesting. The whole discussion over here in the beginning of Chum is shchita a tzivui. The Torah says it over here v'zavachta mibkarch b'tzonches. The Torah is giving a heter, or the Torah is saying there's a mitzvah to shecht. Now, that's for sure that nobody has to eat fleshings. There's no mitzvah for a person on a Tuesday night to eat fleshings. So what exactly is the tzivui v'zavachta? So one could say that v'zavachto is a heter on allowing Klal Yisrael to eat meat even in the context of Bosu Rishus. B'chol avas nafshecho. The bracha, then we would have to have a discussion. This is a famous discussion in all the Paiskim, in the beginning of Hilchos Shchita and Siman Aleph in Yerideh. What exactly is Birchas HaShchita? Is it a Birchas HaMitzvah? Taz, Kivege, maybe it's a Birchas HaShvach. Maybe we can consider Birchas HaMitzvah even when something is not a mitzvah tzivui proper, it's a matir. Similar to, let's say, Hafroshas Trumas and Maisris, which is not a tzivui. If a person wants to let produce in the field rot, he can do that. If you want to eat, you're going to have to be Mafresh Trumas and Maisris from the devil. Are the two comparable? Not. Machlokes Tetaz and Ukiveika. Another way of explaining it would be Vizavachto Estaka Mitzvah Saseh in the context that there's an Isser Saseh. If one eats meat that's not geschochten, what's the issue of eating meat that's not geschochten? So let's examine that. When an animal's alive, to take a chaticha of that animal and eat it is called nevela menachai. I'm sorry, not nevela menachai, eva menachai. Eva menachai could be bosa menachai. They're all isurim. There's a lot about those halachas later on in the Masechta. It's one of the big players in Maseches Chulin's understanding the exact parameters of Eva Menachai. After the animal dies, it's called Nevela. If the Shechita wasn't done properly, it could be Nevela. If the Shechita was done properly, but there's something physically missing in the animal, that's called Treifus. That's a separate halacha. We'll learn about that in the third parak. Vinishvi, there's a lot of Yeshiva Sharei. This is one of the Noisim Ikrim and Lomdus of the Masechta. Are the Isurim of Eva Menachai and Nevela related to each other? We could see Nevela as a dead animal. Eva Menachai could mean also a dead animal. It's a dead part of a live animal. Or we'll see Eva Menachai as something distinct and separate. Witness the fact that Eva Menachai is one of the Sheva Mitzvnei Noach, not so Nevela Sutrefus. We could even ask ourselves, which is again a very prominent Chakira that we'll have through the length and breadth of the Masechta, in Nevela and Trefa, are they related to each other? Famous discussion between Reb Chaim Brisker and other Gedolei Rabbi Seinu. Is treifa that when an animal is missing something, there's something internally damaged in the animal, so then the nevela is not matir the animal, doesn't create a chalois heter of completely in the behema. It's not as strong. One of the basic ideas that we'll see over and over in the Masechta is that a behema, which is not geshochten properly, there's some psul in the shchita, we'll discuss what that means in a minute. But if there's a psul in the shchita, the animal is dead, it's a nevela, it's mitame. Not only is it also to eat, but it's also mitame b'mago maso. Treifa is not mitame. The shchita of a treifa is moitziatoi midei tumo. The shchita is a maisa shchita, but we'll say that there's something missing in the shchita. It's not matter the behema, it's a lesser form of nevela, it's called treifa. That's one way of understanding it, Subchaim's understanding. Others of Rabbi Seinu understand that Lekarv Zalzeh, they have nothing to do with each other. Nevela is a lack of shchita. Treifa means it was geshocht, and there's innocent treifa. So we have chakiris in the different isurim of eating meat that's not shechted properly. One is Eva Menachai. We could ask ourselves, if Eva Menachai is a precursor, it's like during Bechayov type of Nevela on some smaller level. More Chomer, because even a Ben Noach Mitzuvah, Nevela is only Lacha Misas Abahema. And do we see that as a spectrum? Do we see that each one is a different form of a different level of not being shechted properly? Or no, each one is a Dover Yisoidi Vishiroshi Bifnei Atzmoy. That's a Chakir that we have to bear in mind through the Arichus Mesechta Mirtz Hashem. We mentioned before that Shchitas, Behemos, and Chayis are deraisa. In Oifos, there's a discussion we pass from Shchitas Oifos Minatoira, even though there's a Chilik that you only need Shchitas Achas Measimonim by Oif, and you need Shchitas Shtea Simonim by Behemos. But otherwise, the Shchitas is the same. The Psule Shchita that we're going to go through, which is learnt out from the Pasuk that says, Kasher Tzivi Sicha. The Torah says, as I have commanded, where have I commanded? Gemara says it's one of the rayas that, along with Torah Shebaal Chasav, there has to be an extensive body of Torah called Torah Shebaal Peh. There's no instructions into how to do the Ma'aseh Shechita in Torah Shebaal Chasav. So we're going to learn out halachas that are purely halachas l'Moshe M'Sinai. Those are the Psul Shechita. Oifos, like we said, have those halachas also. There's another type of Baal Chai, which also has limitations what one can eat, one can't eat. That means in Behemoth, Chayis, and Oifis, there are Tahoirois and there are Tmeyois. Not in the context of where Shechita helps and not, but which Behemoth, Bechlal HaKosher. In that context, we'll Mirtz Hashem learn the end of the third Perek, how to identify. Everybody knows the famous simonim of a Behemoth, of a Chayah, of Oifis. Dogim as well have simonim. They're kosher and they're not kosher, as opposed to vegetation, where everything is kosher. So dogim also have kosher and not kosher. There is no limitation in terms of a hechsher. It doesn't need a ma'aseh shechita. There are lomdim that want to learn that by dogim, the asifa min hayam is the matter itself. It doesn't need a knife, a piece of metal cutting against its throat. It doesn't need a physical loss of life, but the dog being taken out of the water itself is some type of hechsher, but that's not clear exactly. The pashtus is that dogim don't need vegetation, certainly don't need any heter. Now, of course, there are other bali chai that are osur in Gansin. They have no heter, mamish macholos asurois. Shkotzim, remosim, bogs, worms, v'chule, or bali chai, all the different types of shrotzim that are metame, that we'll see more about later on. There are also chalokim of every behema and chaya, and there are mitzvahs that are related to behemas and chayas, v'shchitosom, that are negeya after shchita. There are chalokim of the behema that are also to eat. That's the surim of dam, chelev, which is chelke abehema that are put on the of a korban that were put on the mizbeach, is another parallel. Bechulin are also to eat, and the Torah in Parshas Tzav asus chelev bechulin because that's what's put on the mizbeach. So you see over here, there's definitely a spectrum between shchitas chul and shchitas kachim, like we pointed out before. The other isur that's negeh is gid anosha, the chelke abehema that one cannot eat. We'll learn more about that as a whole parak dealing with Gid Anosha. How to get rid of Dam is the famous process of Malicha and other processes. We'll have to learn about that. There's also an Isser, which is Negev by Kochim also, called Oisev Es Benoi, Shchitas Behemo, Oisev Es Benoi, Loisishka Tubiyay Mechod. There's a parak of Oisev Es Benoi. There's a mitzvah of Kisei Adam. Kisei Adam is relevant by a Chaya and by an Oif, but not by a Behemo. There's also the chalokim of the behemah that have to be given to a kohen that's called matnas kohuna. It's perek hazoreh l'chayayim v'akeva. Chelke behemah that have to be given to a kohen as well, but they're not roi l'achilo, is also the wool on sheep. That's called reishis hagez. We have a separate perek later on in the Masechta about that. Finally, another mitzvah that's done with balei chai, but that's not shaykh to the heter of shchita or achilo, is the mitzvah of shaluach hakan. The chelke behemah that could be taken, the chelke, not a behemoth, over there, it's an oif. The oif, or the eggs, or the young of the birds, that has the mitzvah of shaluach hakan. So those are the chalokim, more or less, of the mesechta. We'll just speak out now. We said that the Torah says, v'zavachto, mibkorcho mitzoyncho asher nosan Hashem l'cho kasher tzivisicho. And we said that this is an imperative, there has to be a Torah Shabbat Per telling us, kasher tzivisicho, how it's done. On that, we have the Chomesh Psulim that Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai in the Shechita. Again, we said the basic premise of Shechitas, Behemoth, and Chayis is that both Simonim, the Kohen and the Veshet, have to be Shechted. Ruban of the two simonim, that's based on the Shas Klal of Ruba Kekuloi, where the Roiv means 50.1% or even 50% mamish, mechza mechza, is considered Roiv. Is a famous machlokes, that's Nagei over here. It's Nagei also, Lagabi building Mechitzis by an Erev. It's the same machlokes of Papa of Hunbe and Yeshua that you have in Mesechus Erevin and Mesechus Sukkah. The five psule shchita, where a maise shchita was done on a behemok shera, and still the behemah is considered nevelet, kilu the shchita was not done, are called shihio, dorso, chalodo, hagromo, and ikur. They mean like this. Shihio is somebody starts shechting, and his shoya, he waits in the middle. There's a freeze, and his hand doesn't continue shechting. There's a shear of that. We'll see in Hashem later on what that shear is. If he stops in the middle of Ma'aseh Shechita, breaks up the Shechita is invalidated. Dorso is Miloshin Doris, means pressing down. If the knife is not sharp enough, and this is the ikar reason why we're so makbid that the Shechita knife has to be completely sharp, that should cut with a slight touch. It doesn't have to be pressed down into the pipe, into the simen of the behemoth. Chalodo is when the knife gets buried in the fold of the bosser of the behemoth and doesn't shecht b'ofen agolui. The details of that will be discussed as well. Hagromo means veering off course. There's a place in the simen that we'll see later on where the shechita has to take place. If he starts shechting and let's say the behemoth jerks and the shechit veered far above the Mokom HaShechita, and then he cut back down, even though the simen is cut, but that passes the Shechita, it's Kilu Loi Nishchat. Ikur, where is instead of slicing with a quick, neat slice, what happens is the simonim are ripped, or torn. Again, if the knife has a little bit of a nick, that's a very real chash, and that's why we're so makbid to passel knives that have even the slightest nick, because of a chash ikur. These are the five simonim, and again, even though theoretically a ma'aseh shechita was done, we look at that ma'aseh shechita as a non-starter, and then the behemah is nevela mamish. Now let's start the Mishnah. Hakol shechtim u'shechitosim k'sherim. Anybody can shecht, and their shechita is kosher. Obviously the lashon is redundant, and then the Mishnah speaks out, chutz mi'cheir shechit v'katan, shema yikalkalu v'shechitosim. So we have to understand the redundancy of the first phrase, HaKoil U'Shchitoson. The second part of Chutz Mechashu seems from the Mishnah, Shem Yekalkul, that Be'etzim, if somebody is Eimer Al Gabem and watches the Shchita very carefully, Be'etzim the Shchita is Kosher, where Shchita's Kochim has to be done by a Bar Das, Mi'ikredin, in order to make the Chaloy Shem Korban. Shchita's Chulin does not have to be Shechted by a Bar Das. It's only because you can't rely on them. Lashon the Rav is from the Gemara, that they're muhzokin lekalkul shem bem das, until, but if somebody was standing on top of them and watching them, so the shechita would be kosher. You don't do it, but it's kosher. What exactly is the Mishnah coming la suye in the Reisha? So the Rav brings an arichus, the Gemara has a whole discussion, and what it means is like this. Hakol shechtin, which means anybody that's a mumche in the halachas of shechita can shecht, even though he's not a professional shechit. If he knows the halachas, the assumption is that he'll do a proper job. Why is he not a muchzik? He's not a shechit that we tested on the job to see if he has kosher shechita. We know that becoming a shechit, one has to learn, and then one has to practice, and one has to be certified with a ksav kabbalah. So the Mishnah is saying that be'etzem, anybody who knows the halachas, even if he's not muchzik b'faneinu, if we know that physically he's capable of shechting the behemoth, the lashon of the Rav from the Gemara is yeshmim koyach shelo yisalfu. Yisalfu literally means to faint. It doesn't mean to faint. It means to freeze in the middle. That he has the koyach. Why? Because if he would be misalef b'shechita, yovayu lidei shehiyo, which is one of the psulim that we just discussed. Bamed var mamurin. The Rav speaks out from the Gemara again, reading in the lashon of the Mishnah. Tichashivi mumchim. This is all b'chalachol shechtin. The one who gave him the behemoth knows that he is a baki in the halachas. Let's say you give over the behemoth, and you have no idea whether the guy you gave it over to, the butcher you gave it over to, is even a baki b'hilchas shechita. Lo yishchot. You shouldn't shecht. You can't rely on him. Vim shochat, if you did give it over to him, and he did shecht it, boy kenoisai, vim yedeh hilchishchita shchidasik chayim, the assumption is that if somebody learned the halachas properly, he'll be able to do the job properly. Lamai said, this is the way the Gemara is mefarish the Mishnah, but it's shaloi kalocha. The Gemara actually says that there's a new svara called that you're allowed to give a person to be sheikhit. If he says ho shecht, you're allowed to give a person, even somebody that you don't know that he's bokin halachas. Why? There's a roiv. Psenu a roiv in anhogas b'nei odam. Roiv nimtsoin eitzel shchita mumchemeim. Most people that will shecht, that will take on the responsibility to shecht, know what they're doing. Therefore, the Gemara says, if you find a chicken that's clearly shechted, you could assume they were shechted kedas u'kedin. Why? Because roiv nimtsoin eitzel shchita mumchemeim. Obviously, if you feher him and he doesn't know, so then it's nizbar. There's no roiv when it's nizbar that he's from the miut. That's the din, the way it's brought in the Gemara. The next line in the Mishnah that we read, Cher Shaita V'Kotten, where the problem is, Shem Yekalkulu, so the Rav brings down the Mishnah, the Gemara speaks out, that the kilkul that most chashus are not trustworthy is that they'll be machshul the shchita, that it'll be either b'shiya, b'dos, or b'chalota. Shchita takes a certain amount of skill, and they're not b'nei deya. The Gemara doesn't mention hagrom of iko because those will be physically noticeable. You could check afterwards. You could see if you went out of the makom shchita, or if there's a iko, you could see if the simen is torn instead of sliced through. So the assumption is that the shechta shaloi kedas u'kedin. It's not just an assumption. We name it on as a vaday. The nafkamina of that lamashal is that we don't consider it a safek hashokel. We assume that the shechta shaloi kedin. So, if a cotton shechted a behemoth, we'll assume the behemoth is a nevela. If somebody then touched a nevela, that behemoth that was shechted by a cotton, and then he touched trumas, we'll say that he's tomei, and then the assumption is that his tumah carries off to truma, he could be served truma. Why? Because the assumption is that taka the shechita of the cotton was shalagadin. We'll add an important point, which is a whole discussion in the Rishonim, and that is why taka is a cotton kosher l'shchita. Clearly, what's evident over here in the Mishnah is that there's no problem. Cher shayt v'katan can't make a chalois kinyin or gerush and kedushin. Maybe say he can't make a chalois matter on the behemoth. Being matter the behemoth is a chalois that it shafts a heter in the behemoth that it can be eaten. Why don't we say cher shayt v'katan can't make that chalois? Clearly, it sounds from the Mishnah that he can. Next line in the Mishnah: v'kulan sheshochtu v'achem roynois shchitas and kshera. But the Evedei Shechita is, yeah, good. It can shafa chalois heter. Achroinim want to know if the reason why, and Rishonim is Mufurish, the reason why a nochri Shechita is not a good Shechita. Why don't we say that a goy could shech? And the answer that the Rishonim say is that the Torah says, V'zovachto v'achalto, mi she'ene bar achila, ene bar zvicho. Shafing the heter achila, that's inherent in Ramayis Shechita, comes from the fact that a person is part of the parasha of his mitzvah on machol sasurois. Why don't we say cotton the same thing? Cotton is also not la baroinchim. Achroinim answered, this is the Shach in Yeridea and Simon Aleph, that a cotton is a bar zvicha because he's a bar achila. We're not allowed to feed a cotton machol sasurois. We're not allowed to feed this, the rice of safinon, the one is not allowed to feed a cotton machol sasurois. That means he's part of Klal Yisrael, and he's part of Kedushas Yisrael, and he's part of the parasha machol sasurois. We won't be ma'anish him, we won't force him, but l'maisa, he's not allowed to eat machol sasur. So he's not out of the parish of achil, therefore he's part of the parish of his avachta. However, you can't trust him, so that's why if there's somebody overseeing him, so then shchitasim k'sher. Just as an aside, something that comes up all over Shas, cher shaytiv a cotton, we know somebody on the bar mitzvah, not actually totally in the age, it's totally in havor shtei simonim. Shaita, the Gemara's discuss Barichus and Chagiga and elsewhere, what exactly are the simonim shaita, which type of erratic behaviors define him as lav bar das? A cherish is somebody pashtus who's by birth deaf and dumb. If he could hear but he can't speak, or he could speak but he can't hear, that's not called a cherish. A cherish is somebody who's mufka from communication, and therefore he's not bar das. What about somebody who's born with speech and hearing? And then he becomes Al-Yidei Choyli, he becomes a Chersh. That's the famous Machlek Tushayinu. Does the Mishnah mean to say, so what happens if you know that he did do other shechitas and he was successful? Could you give him lechatchila? That's a machloikis in the Paiskim. This whole idea of Eine Bazvicha leads us to the next line of the Mishnah. Shechitas nochri nevela umetama b'masa. Like we said, a goy is mufka from the pasha of Vilchalto. Therefore, the Rishonim explained he's mufka from the pasha of Zavachto. His shechita does not create any chalois maisa shechita whatsoever. The Mishnah emphasizes that it's a nevela umetama b'masa. There would be a mokum lechalik that maybe he doesn't shafa chalois heter achilo. Well, Maisa, the behema is not a nevela. Why? What's the definition of a nevela? A nevela is a behema that died without shechita. You can't say the animal died without shechita. The animal was shechted. Just his shechita didn't shaf a heter achilo, because he doesn't have that koich. He's not vizavachta v'chalto. But who says that? That's metam b'masa. That's called the animal died without shechita. The Pashto says the Rishonim understand, yeah, that's called died without Shechita. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos famously seems to say not that way. The Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayos, and he repeats it in the Yad, in the Hilchos Shechita Perek Dalid, that a Shechita of a guy who's Oduk in Avodah Zarah, this is a discussion at the end of the first Perek over here in the Gemara, if a guy is Oduk in Avodah Zarah, the stomiest of his Maisa is that he Shechted L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Again, if Shechita's Chulin is the first step in Kochim, so the assumption was that they were goyim, that every shechita that they would do would be a form of sacrificing l'shem avodah zarah, then it would be also banot, like krevus avodah zarah. If he shechted it and he's not a goy who's adik in avodah zarah, we know that he's not mechash l'shem avodah zarah. Does he have a koyach to be matir et b'achila? No, but an avela it's not. It would seem to me in Hashmois in the Rambam, how to shtim with the Mishnah of nevela matam b'masa is a very, very good question. Pashas is the Mishnah says not that way. The Rav points out something interesting. Why the Mishnah has to say that it's mitama b'maso. If it's a nevela, then memel it's mitama b'maso. So we just spoke out in Lomdus, there would be a mokum to say not that way. But there's another point also. Maybe you'll say that stam goy, the checht, it's takrevis avayt zor. Takrevis avayt zor is also mitama b'oil. It's a din derabonon that we treat takrevis avayt zor zivche mason. We treat it mamish as metam boil, tumah chamura. So that the Mishnah is coming lafuke that the stam goy is not odik b'avay dezora, so therefore we say it's metam b'masa. Metam b'masa means that metam is certainly b'maga, the Mishnah doesn't have to say. Maga means touching, nevela is metame. And he becomes the boss who is considered an avatome, he's a rishon. Metam b'masa means he carries it, but even where he transports it without touching it, it's also metame. So the Mishnah says that's as far as it goes, but not oil, in order to make that point. The Mishnah continues, Hashechet balaylo, shechts at night. No reason why day and night should be different. It's only in the base of Migdosh that Zvichas Korbanos had to be by day, not Shechitas Chulin. V'chein asuma sheshochat, somebody who's blind, this gives us the understanding that the problem of balaylo is that he can't see what he's doing. And that's why the Mishnah includes suma. Suma, we pass as chay b'chol ha-mitzvah, so there's no ribui in the fact that his shechita is a shechita. However, could we assume that it was shechted kedin? The Mishnah says shechita so k'sheira. The way the Gemara says it is that laila and suma adum and toime to each other, you'll need the shechit to vouch that he wasn't shoya or he wasn't doiris, and you'll need to look at it to make sure that the shechita was done properly and in the right place. The lashon of the Mishnah shechita so k'sheira means that one should not set it up that way. It's only b'diavad if it was done and you verified with him and by visual that it was done properly, then shechitas k'sheira. Hashechet b'Shabbos uviyem ha-kippurim ava b'shem ischayv b'nafshe shechitas k'sheira. This is a whole separate halacha that the Gemara has a whole arichus on. And this halacha is a halacha that somebody shechts on Shabbos is over on our av malacha. L'chayra, there would be a mokum to say that the behemah should be also to eat, because if it was shechted on Shabbos, it's a product. It's Maisa Shabbos. There's a Tana Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri that holds that Maisa Shabbos is also mideraisa. We paskin that a Maisa Shabbos is not also mideraisa. It's only a knas midrabon if somebody cooked, turned on electricity, whatever it is on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use the product. We're not talking here about a goy. Those halachos are more chomer because you can come to me with zazel and tell goyim to do malacha. But when a yid does malacha, nobody is doing malacha just as a slip up. But if you have Rachman on somebody does malacha, so there's a knas. Again, like we said, it's not the raisa, but even in the knas, there's two shittas, and the shala had a paskin. One shita holds that there's a fundamental chiluk between him and between the person who did the malacha and somebody else. They canceled the person who does the malacha l'oilam, and the one who didn't do the malacha, somebody else, they canceled him on Shabbos itself, after Shabbos it's mutter. The other shita holds that they never canceled the person always, it's only on this Shabbos, but even that, when he's bemazed, they canceled, b'shegig, they didn't cancel. And even when it's bemazed, it's only loyal, not lachem, to show how the Rishonim paskin. The Gemara has a whole arichus on this. Where the place can bring it is in Bishul, in the beginning of Arachayim Shin Yud Ches. The Shittas are brought over there. The Goyin Paskins Lukula can negate the Shitta of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah relies on that Shitta Betziruf with other factors. Why are those halachas brought in Hilchis Bishul and not Legabi Shoichit? Because there's another discussion in the Gemara as well. And that discussion is a discussion about a chelesh sheyesh b'sakana. And the case that's most common in those days, if somebody would have a heart attack or bleeding, and they would have to give him quickly a dose of protein, they didn't have blood transfusions. So the way they would do it is they would quickly cook up meat, and they would give him some protein, some hot chicken soup, in order to give him back his kach. That was the halacha of chelesh sheyesh b'sakana. In that context, the Gemara discusses the halacha, what happens if somebody did it, shaloi b'mokim hetu, it was not for chelesh sheyesh b'sakana. What are the halachas? The Gemara goes through this arichus. Now, according to the Shita, that if the malacha is done b'mezid, then it would be osur lo'olam to be nana from that boss. So this that the Mishnah says, shchitos ekshero. Afal pishu mischayv ben afshe, even though it's an aver chamura. The halacha is that it's allowed to be eaten. You'll have to say the Mishnah is talking about the shechted b'shoigig. Ha-shoigig, and it was a shoigig that it was on Shabbos. The halacha shchitos ekshero. There's another factor as well. Rishonim have a famous kasha. Tosfos has the kasha. All the Rishonim weigh on this. What's the kasha? That if we'd be talking about a mezid, so when the person shechts, with the Maisa Shechita on Shabbos, he becomes a Mumal L'chol HaTorah Kula. Because the din is that a Mechal Shabbos Rechmon Tzlon b'mezid on Shabbos. The halacha is he has a din, Yeinu Yayin Nesach, and he has a din of an Akum. If he has a din of an Akum, the same way Yeinu Yayin Nesach, he loses his Koyach Zvicha V'Ochalto, and he doesn't have a Koyach B'mat L'Achila. Shechitose Nevela. That being said, how could we be talking about b'mezid? L'chol HaTorah K'day the Shechita, he becomes a Mumal. So some of the Rishonim say, yes, we're talking about a shaykik, which anyways, like we're saying, might have to talk about a shaykik, otherwise there would be an issim. Other Rishonim say, no, maybe he only becomes after the Maisa. Maybe the din of a mumer is a status, and it's not only with one time, he has to do it several times. The Rambam clearly is doich all his terutzim, and he says, no, if he'd be shaykik, he would become a mumer. We're talking about a shaykik, the first teretz that we said. One last point, the Rambam, the Ran, have a discussion about the fact that the beginning of the mumer, when does he become a mumer? L'chare from the beginning of the shechita. As soon as he starts shechting l'avayit zara, he's a mumer, he's avid l'avayit zara. When does the shechita, the chalos of the shechita take place? Only when roivid the simanim ha-geshochtim. So Ran just makes a point that it's not true that the chilul Shabbos starts as soon as he starts shechting, because if he would stop then it would be mekalkul. The only reason why Shoichit on Shabbos is considered a malacha is only because it's a tikkun, because it's matirat l'achila. So that also only takes place at the point where the shechita becomes a chaloi shechita. These are the noisim that are mavur in the first Mishnah and Chulin, and we gave a little bit of Agdama through the length and breadth of the Masechta. Be'ezus Hashem.